Welcome back to the postgame show here on 104.5 Bob FM, brought to you by Jimmy John's. Two locations in Traverse City, Front Street next to the college and South Airport behind Cherryland Center. Jimmy John's, freaky fast, freaky good. Culver's and Gaylord, Traverse City, Chum's Corner is in East Bay. Welcome to Delicious. Jackson Hewitt got unexpected expenses but low on money. Jackson Hewitt could help. Learn more at jacksonhewitt.com. That's jacksonhewitt.com. And the Thirsty Fish Sports Grill, your local sports bar destination to enjoy the sport of your choice on State Street here in Traverse City. Thank you to all the sponsors been with us all season long. Definitely appreciate it. Mike Misico, Brendan Morris, regional champions have been crowned, my friend.
Correct.
In high school basketball, and that's what we're here to talk about right now. The action basically started off on Wednesday with regional finals for girls. Let's crown some champions.
Alrighty, so champions on Wednesday in girls basketball. Rudyard got the automatic vibe for the championship due to Mackinac City having to forfeit. So unfortunately that ended their season. But Rudyard, regional champions there. Frankfort, they fell to Bel Air Lady Eagles 43-39. So Bel Air Lady Eagles are regional champs in Division 4 action.
Yes. And the Eagles finished the season 16-3. They led 37-25 after three quarters. Frankfort, man, what a season for them. 13-5 overall.
Both fantastic teams in Bel Air moving on.
Two powerhouses. Somebody had to win there, that's for sure. And that was a hard-fought game.
And then moving on, Saginaw-Newville in Mount Pleasant Sacred Heart met up. Saginaw-Newville got the win 53-26. And they meet up against Bel Air in the next round in the quarterfinals, which will begin on Monday, this coming Monday. And then moving on, Calumet and St. Ignace, 65-55 was the final. Calumet, they got the win, the regional champs.
Yeah, that was Division 3. That was Wednesday.
A tough loss for St. Ignace as they wrap up their season, but it was a good fart hog game. So
yeah, by the way, Calumet is 19-0
undefeated
overall. They outscored St. Ignace 16-6. The game went into overtime.
Yeah.
Saints 14-5, another tremendous season under the tutelage of Coach Doreen Ingles there in St. Ignace. Calumet faces Glen Lake.
Right, and Glen Lake, yeah, they beat Hart 58-36. So Glen Lake and Calumet both 19.
Both undefeated.
That's got to be a fantastic quarterfinal to watch.
That's going to be an awesome game there. That's Monday at Houghton Lake. Is that correct? I think so. Yeah, both teams 19-0, so go Lady Lakers. We're pulling for Glen Lake there.
Yeah, and then another game, Escanaba beating Ludington 53-35 to become regional champs, and that's in girls basketball.
There you go. Boys basketball, regional final games took place last night, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's what I was trying to say.
Escanaba, they beat Ludington as well in high school boys basketball 41-38. While McBain Ramblers, they've just played lights out this season. 56-50 is the final score. They beat Beaverton, and so now McBain getting that regional title is going to move on to the quarterfinal action. They're going to be playing Iron Mountain on Tuesday. So this coming Tuesday, on the 6th, they got their quarterfinals. And Rudyard, they beat Alanson 85-49. They put up 85 bones in that.
That was the high score right there. 85-49, Rudyard. The Bulldogs. They captured their first regional title since 2010 with that win over Alanson in D4. It was all Bulldogs here, 25-8 lead after the first quarter. They didn't look back. Alanson wrapped up the year 14-8. Rudyard 17-2 now.
And Frankfort, Lake Leelanau, St. Mary's, they met up. Frankfort got the regional title. 50-41 was the final score there.
Yeah, Frankfort boys basketball team. It's their second straight D4 regional title. 50-41. The Panthers are 17-5 overall. St. Mary concludes their season 14-5. Frankfort, who they got next? Frankfort, they move on. Let's see. I think
Frankfort's going to be playing Mount Pleasant Sacred Heart on Tuesday.
One loss, Mount Pleasant Sacred Heart, 19-1 in the state quarterfinal there. That's going to be a good one. Sacred Heart down Saginaw-Nouvelle 59-51 last night as well. Speaking of Lake Leelanau St. Mary's, the Eagles, we had a chance to talk with their coach, Matt Barnowski, earlier in the season. And they were having a good year to that point. When we talked to them in February, they were undefeated.
Yeah, they were rolling.
And they were rolling, and they knew it was over in Lake Lanao, St. Mary. They knew something special was going on, which it was a great season for them. Unfortunately, that they ran into a buzzsaw in Frankfurt last night. But the Lake Lanao, St. Mary boys basketball team still had a great season, one to be happy about.
Right.
Rejoined Matt Barnowski. He joined me on the Bob FM Sports Hotline a little earlier this afternoon to talk about the season overall, talk about last night's game. So let's talk to Coach Barnowski right now on the postgame show. It's Bob FM. It is the postgame show here on 104.5 Bob FM. My name's Mike Misiko. Let's go to the Bob FM Sports Hotline now. Happy to be joined by Matt Barnowski. He is the head coach of the Lake Lanao St. Mary's boys basketball team, who had a great run this season, a great season overall. Coach Barnowski, how's it going?
Not too bad. How you doing, man?
Doing good. Thanks for taking some time out with us. I appreciate it. Second time on the big show. I don't want to say that the success of your team was attributed to being on the postgame show back in February, but, you know, maybe there's a possibility. I don't know.
Well, we'll take it.
You know, I adopted your team this season, too, so it's been a pleasure following along with the squad this season, and congratulations on a historic run.
Yeah, thank you very much, man. It was a lot of fun. We had a good time. The kids had a good time, and the community had a good time with it as well, and thank you for following us.
It was a great season. You finished the season 14-5 in a season that, you know, we were just lucky to get to this point and have a season at all. And I know we talked earlier in the season, but as far as expectations go, where did this season stack up with what you thought you could accomplish coming into the season?
You know, quite honestly, we kind of figured we would be right where we were, you know, and we thought we had a chance to win, thought we had a chance to win districts, you know, with kind of being shortchanged last year with the COVID thing. Mm-hmm. And thought we had a good chance last year. And we figured with our returners and, you know, some of the younger kids coming back that we'd be right there. So, you know, we have each kid fill out a team goal and an individual goal at the beginning of the year. And of the 10 kids, each one of them said, you know, win the district and get to the regional finals. And we were able to accomplish that. So
you did that.
Super proud of these kids.
You know, you picked up a huge win over Elon, and you picked up your first district title since 1973.
Yeah.
What were your thoughts there? How cool was that moment for you and your players and you know, the fans, the community?
Oh, man, it was a great feeling. It truly was. You know, it was a rematch of what would have happened, you know, the year before.
Right.
And, you know, it was tough because, you know, Sutton's Bay held what they call a non-traditional bracket. So, you know, even being the number one seed going into the district, we got a bye. We had to play at Sutton's Bay, and mm-hmm. then we had to go on the road and play in Leland in their new gym against, you know, a group of seniors that were just, you know, they were top notch. And,
right.
For us to get that win, that district win, the first in 48 years, and to do it on Leland's home floor was amazing. It was a special moment, not, you know, for the kids, for myself, and also for the community. It was, you know, at one point, you know, after the game, I looked over into the crowd and I couldn't believe how many tears were being shed.
Wow.
You know, from, yeah, it was awesome, you know, from past players and parents and, you know, people that have gone through the program and watched this program go from, you know, one of no relevance, basically, to, you know, here's a district championship. So it was pretty special. My son Dylan, it was his grandfather, was on it. And so he was at the game. And also Sean Bramer, the other sophomore, his uncle Dan Kohler was on that team as well. And they were both able to be in attendance.
That is cool. How cool is that?
Oh, it was awesome to see those four guys, you know, share that moment. It was It was super cool. Yeah. I'm glad that they were able to be there.
Special season all the way around. You guys, you get past Ellsworth, and you meet up with, I guess, a buzzsaw in Frankfurt last night.
Yeah.
Reigning regional champions. What was your thoughts coming into the game against Frankfurt? Obviously, you knew what you were up against. You know Frankfurt is a tough squad, right?
Yeah, definitely. We knew that they're going to be a tough physical squad. They're very well coached. I mean, Dan does an exceptional job there, and you know, we knew it was going to be a tough match, and we thought maybe if we could get out and run a little bit, which, you know, they kind of held us down. I think we scored 41 points mm-hmm. or something like that, you know, which was about 15 to 20 points below our average.
Right.
And, but we knew we'd have to play a half-court game, and we'd have to limit our turnovers, and we'd have to rebound. We did a good job on turnovers, though. You know, we kept it under 10. What got us, though, was those offensive rebounds. And, you know, they go after everything. They're successful, and, you know, hats off to those guys. You know, we played good basketball. There's no doubt about that. But, you know, we just missed some free throws and a couple open shots. And, you know, I guess that's the way it goes.
Yeah, we're talking with Matt Barnowski. He's the head coach of Lake Leelanau St. Mary's boys basketball squad. You know, on the other side of the coin, though, you also, I think, you held Frankfurt, a potent offensive team, to just 50 points, too. So I think that's saying something, too, as well, as far as the way you guys played defensively. What do you have as far as seniors on this squad, Coach, and who's coming back for next year?
Well, this year we lose our starting point guard, Jacob Schaub. He'll be gone, which, you know, was a definite threat on defense. You know, he was able to get in there and harass kids and, you know, averaged a couple steals a game. And another one, Luke LaCrosse as well. He came in off the bench. He had a starting role for a few games when August Schaub went down with an ankle injury. So we're definitely going to miss those two guys. And then we also had two bench players in Brandon Hobbin and Reese Vanderwolf that were other role players for us as well. So, you know, we're going to miss a little bit, but mm-hmm. We've got a, you know, as everyone knows, we've got two talented sophomores, you know, coming through the system.
Right.
Our juniors are, you know, they're top notch as well. They've already been, you know, talking about next year's season. We got a freshman in Jerry Schaub, which would be August's younger brother, big kid. We've got another kid in Luke Gallagher, another 6-footer that's coming through. So, you know, I like what we have. And even in our middle school and elementary program, we got some good people working with these kids. And, you know, it's funny, too. You know how it goes. You know, success breeds success. And,
right.
You know, to see young kids in the crowd and watching, you know, our varsity team have a little success this year, it gets them excited.
It does. That's how mm-hmm. it all starts, Coach. So the state of the Lake Leelanau St. Mary basketball program is strong, huh?
I do. I really do, yeah. Got good numbers.
Any words you'd like to give to the community? I know you've got a tremendous fan base there at St. Mary's.
Yeah, we do. It was, you know, starting out in districts, you know, actually throughout the whole year. You know, we had a great following for as many tickets as we were able to have. And, you know, it was a special night, last night, and to look up and see the sea of blue up there.
Yeah.
And, you know, just the support from everybody, it means a lot. It means a lot to myself. It means a lot to our kids as well. And it was awesome. I mean, there's, you know, we have to thank each and every one of them. You know, obviously don't have the time to do it, but, you know, collectively for everything that they've done for these kids.
You now have some downtime. When do you start getting back into basketball mode for next season, Coach?
That's a great question. You know, we're going to, you know, I'm going to sit down and, you know, take a couple weeks off and, you know, sit with my assistant coaches and figure out, you know, we got to hit the weights this year, though. So,
mm-hmm.
you know, try and put together some sort of weight program and see what we can do from there. But as far as the timeline, as soon as we possibly can, because we've already got kids, like I said, they're already talking about next year's season. So
the Eagles of Lake Leelanau St. Mary, they concluded their season 14-5, first district title since 1973. What an accomplishment. What an exciting season. Matt Barnowski, the head coach, congratulations again for you, your assistant coaches, and your players. And thank you for being a part of this broadcast and talking about the season and the team. We certainly appreciate it.
Hey, thanks a lot, Mike. I appreciate the phone call, man, and all the support.
Matt Barnowski, Lake Leelanau St. Mary, the Eagles had a great year this year, my friends. Hats off to Coach Barnowski. the team, the organization there, the school, Lake Leelanau St. Mary. He said he's going to hook me up with some Eagles garb, man. I'm hoping.
It'd be awesome.
It's like, yeah, I'll rep that.
I see that hat on you.
Yeah. Lake Leelanau St. Mary Eagles. We'll take that. So congratulations again, guys.
Asking for a varsity jacket.
Jacket.
Jacket, come on. Just...
I love jaskets.
I like me some varsity jaskets.
What? I don't know why. I just...
You get like so offended. Like, you can't say casket on the air.
Wow. You can't say jasket. Last week we made some... On the big show, made some bold district predictions for boys basketball.
We did.
Here was my list. Mike's boys basketball district champion picks. They all came to fruition but one.
Yeah.
Frankfort, Boyne City, Cadillac, Charlevoix, McBain, Glen Lake, Lake Leelanau, St. Mary's. I picked Petoskey. Petoskey did not win. District title.
Fell to Marquette.
And then, for the most part, you picked against everyone that I picked. We just picked opposites.
I guess I didn't do so great.
I got to give myself a little bit of applause.
Yeah, look at you. You are the guru.
Yeah. What's going on here, man? What's happening? If you want to be a part of the postgame show, give us a call. 231-947-4471. Do we still have anything to give away?
I don't know. Did you use them up?
Might be a Culver's card.
Yeah, Mikey uses them all the time. Yeah,
I go get a Butterburger.
I would, too. Not going to say I haven't.
We can go check in the vault, see what we got.
We should go dig around in the vault.
What are you doing, buddy?
The post-game show brought to you by Jimmy John's Culver's, Jackson Hewitt, and the Thirsty Fish Sports Grill. Mike Misko, along with Brendan Morris, and special guest for the season finale of the post-game show, Mikey Zero.
Yeah, I'm trying to behave myself
spice
over here, but it's getting harder and harder by the
minute. Spicing things up, man.
Oh, boy.
Hey, you... You do a little something on the side called Mr. Chainsaw Pro Wrestling.
I do.
MCPW. You recently had an event, right? A couple weeks ago?
Yeah, 2 weeks ago.
And then you have another big one coming up. If people aren't familiar, that's sport.
Yeah.
Right?
Sports entertainment.
Why don't, for once, we do something nice for you and give you a plug? What do you got going on, man? Is there still tickets available? When is your next event, and what's going on?
It is Saturday, May 22nd at the Coliseum in Kalkaska, and we have first row, second row. They are completely sold out already, but it's live pro wrestling for $20 for general admission tickets. And, family-friendly for the most part, kind of PG-13, but you can bring the whole family out.
But it's still cool, man. It's something to get out and do, and you follow all guidelines. I know you put a lot into this, a lot of hard work into this.
Yeah.
And you're following all the safety protocols and everything, socially distanced and everything. I mean...
Yeah, because we've been running, we can only have, 60 people in a building, smaller building. But this one, we're running at the Coliseum inside the ice rink once they melt it, and then... You know, we could fit a couple hundred people socially distanced. Everybody's wearing masks, and you get to watch a night of it. It's like doing something again because you haven't done anything for a year.
You guys should have rented out the pool area.
Yeah, wrestling in the pool. All about
Brendan Morris got into the ring again, right?
Yeah.
Recently.
Yeah, he skipped the post game show.
He did. He didn't show up for the post game show. Right. Yeah.
He came in. What?
That was me.
He came in the ring and he did a little dance.
Get out of here!
Some of the fans are kind of upset. Like, they liked you at first.
They don't like me.
Now they're kind of like, why isn't somebody coming out there and like laying them out?
No, that's a good idea.
Maybe next time. But yeah, and we're bringing in WWE Hall of Famer, The Godfather, to Kalkaska.
Yes.
So
loves
can't really
his movies.
Probably say what The Godfather is all about, right?
No. I mean.
I used to watch him, though. He was like a train, man.
He had a train. You know, yeah. He liked the ladies.
Those are really good movies. Movie franchise, obviously.
What?
Maybe The Godfather can, put out a big cigar on your face or something.
Oh, that put would out be a on my chest.
There you go.
Oh, yeah. So that's cool. Where can people go if they're interested in tickets and to go to this event?
MCPWmerch.com. Just click on tickets. And actually, for the next, probably the next 2 hours or so, we're going to do 24% off tickets. We're doing a sale. So, I mean, you can get general
admission
for like 15 right now.
That's awesome.
So, mcpwmerch.com.
Promo code Brendan Morris.
Promo code LION, actually. L-I-O-N.
L-I-O-N. That's cool. People looking for something to do, man. Take the kids out, go out and watch something live. That's a really cool idea. It's cool that you've been able to keep putting these on and through everything that's going on, man. I don't know how you're doing it, but
it's
you're
tough.
Doing it. Yeah,
it's tough. There's a lot of protocols. And yeah, I can confirm that Brendan will not be in the ring at this one. So
if you want to buy
tickets, that'll inspire you to
watch him from the sidelines.
Yeah, I think you've got to incorporate this guy into some bulbs or something.
I would love to do something like that.
yeah. Smash some bulbs on them.
Yeah.
I would say cut me up, but don't, because that's on my my not.
Your anti-bucket list. I don't want to get cut and bleed out.
What?
This is a whole thing for the morning.
Another show.
You'll find out all next week, Mike.
That's right. I'm gonna be hanging out with you guys all next week on the morning show. Every Monday through Friday, 6 to 9, right here on Bob FM. Yeah,
are we gonna lose our jobs?
This is like the pilot episode for that.
Yeah, this
starting
is
starting Monday.
Oh boy. It's 7:48 now. Another team that did very well this year is the Kingsley Stags.
Yeah.
Kingsley Stags boys basketball squad. The girls did well. They did well too. Tough Northwest Conference for both the boys and girls. Never easy. One of the reasons for Kingsley's success this year was this young man. His name is Evan Douglas. He hit three. We talked about this to start the show off. He hit three buzzer beaters this year. Three, as time expired, to give Kingsley the win, and all three of them were over conference opponents. The most recent one was in the tournament to have them advance. It was, I can't even imagine.
I'm pretty sure he shot more buzzer beater shots than I made regular shots.
Three?
In my high school.
Yeah. In fact, I talked to him a little earlier this afternoon. We'll go to the Bob FM Sports Hotline here in a second. I told a story in this about I had an opportunity in JV basketball at the line, free throw line, silence. It's just that chance to take the lead with two free throws. I could have tied and or taken the lead.
Yeah,
gave us the win. The gym is dead silent. I dribble a couple times, go for the first shot. Air ball.
Oh.
Complete air ball. And I was trying this new basketball shot where I'd go way up. I wanted like a sweet rainbow shot that swished in. Air ball. The coach is like blood red face looking at me because he knew I was messing around. I tried to get this really high arcing shot. Second shot. Over the backboard. Air ball.
Wow.
Like nothing.
Wii sports basketball.
Nothing but crickets throughout the gym. Like it was just silent. It was so awkward, man.
Wow.
I just walked in. I don't think I ever got on the court again.
I don't blame you. That'd be one and done for me.
Now I will admit I was wearing these goggles. Like I always thought it was cool to wear
goggles.
I thought it was cool to wear goggles even though I didn't need them.
Oh, you were just that kid?
I just wanted to have the goggles.
Okay.
So the thing is, I put these goggles on, and they're all scratched and dirty and foggy, so I could never even see through them, but I left them on. I looked like such an idiot.
Oh, man.
In goggles, straight airballing.
Is there any footage of this anywhere?
I really hope not.
Oh, that would be amazing.
And then, you know, my apologies to Elk Rapids. That's where this was. And apologize to the community, the coaches, my fellow teammates.
They still haven't forgotten about it.
I'm sure they haven't. That was awful. But this guy doesn't do that kind of stuff. His name's Evan Douglas. Had a chance to talk to him earlier this afternoon. And let's go to the Bob FM Sports Hotline right now, see how he does it. How does he hit these buzzer beaters? Let's find out. You are listening to the postgame show on 104.5 Bob FM. My name's Mike Misiko. Thanks for joining us tonight. Let's go back to the Bob FM Sports Hotline, where we've got another guest right now. And this is Kingsley Jr. Evan Douglas. Evan Douglas, Kingsley Stags boys basketball squad. They had a good run this year. Evan Douglas was a big part of that. Evan, thanks for joining us. How you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks for taking some time out. I'm sorry to hear that you have returned from Las Vegas back to the Northern Michigan cold. How was your guys' trip out to Vegas? Was that good?
It was good. Nice and warm.
The weather was nice?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you come back here and you get snow and cold, but hopefully things are changing. I don't know. I would have stayed in Vegas myself, but that's just me. Evan, Kingsley Jr., the Stags, let's talk a little bit about the season overall. A good season for Kingsley as you guys were well over the 500 mark. You finished third in a tough Northwest Basketball Conference, but coming into the season, first of all, we didn't know if there was going to be one than there was or whatever, but there was a season. You guys played well. What were your expectations? What were your thoughts coming into the season, Evan? What did you think that your Kingsley team was capable of this year?
Well, we have a lot of seniors, and we expected to be good this year. We expected to compete within the conference against Glen Lake and Frankfurt and everyone else. Overall, it went well, and that's what we were expected to do.
Yeah, you were up in a tight race with Glen Lake and Frankfurt, both two very strong teams. It's never easy to play in the Northwest Conference, as you're well aware. But the season goes on. You guys get into the district. You get a district semifinal win, right? And then let's talk a little bit about that. The strong Grayling team in the district semis. You pick up a victory, 57-56, one-point win. But what was the reason? Well, the ball is inbounded to you, Evan. You dribble down. You sink a triple at the buzzer. What was that like?
It's a great feeling, you know, to take that shot at that moment and advance my team to the district final. Just everything going through your head at the time, it's great. It's a great feeling.
Now, here's a question, because that wasn't the first time you've done this, and this is why I want to talk to you. This was your third buzzer beater. Was that the third buzzer beater this season for you?
Yes.
That's crazy. When were the other two?
At Frankfurt back in February, and at home against Benzie.
Both conference games, both big victories there. Okay, so here's my question to you, and we're talking with Kingsley Jr. Evan Douglas, who's, I believe you have ice water running through your veins, man. Is your coach drawing up these plays specifically for you, as, you know, with little time on the clock? Is the play call for you to have the ball in your hands for the last shot?
The first one was not. The second two were, though.
Okay, so he figured out after the first one that this might be the go-to guy?
Yeah.
What's that? You got to feel pressure, right? What's going through your head when you know you're going to be taking the last shot? And it's certainly, like in the districts, potentially the last shot of the season. What's that like? Or do you just block everything out?
That's pretty much it. Just block everything out and just keep the mental clock in your head and focus on what you got to do. Don't rush it.
Whatever you do, it works. I can't imagine. What's more stressful? Being at the free throw line, time expired, you have a chance to win it at the free throw line, or having some time left and shooting that ball before the clock expires? What do you think is more stressful there?
Probably the free throw.
Free throw? I think so too. You know, one time for me, I was at the free throw line with the chance to win a game, I airballed both shots. It was completely embarrassing. I don't think I ever got on the court again. But it's very impressive what you three buzzer beaters in a season. I think you're going to win the Bob FM. We'll make up some kind of award and give it to you. All right, and we'll put the trophy in the mail. You're a junior. What do you think with who you have coming back? What do you think the Stags will be looking like next year? You think this will be another competitive squad?
Yeah, I think it'll definitely be competitive next year with upcoming sophomores and the class that I'm in.
Are you a multi-sport athlete there, Kingsley? Do you play any other sport?
Yep.
What else do you play?
Football and baseball.
You do it all? You have one particular sport that is your favorite?
Probably baseball.
What do you like about baseball?
There's a lot. I don't know. It's just most of them most passionate for and enjoy the most during the summer.
You guys are getting ready for another season there, right?
Yep.
And what position in baseball?
I'm an outfielder and a pitcher.
Okay. Evan, were you able to watch the Tigers home opener, season opener yesterday?
I watched some of it.
Miguel Cabrera goes yard in the snow. That was a cool moment.
Yeah.
Did you see those highlights?
That was.
What do you think about the Detroit Tigers this year? They're 101 odds to win the World Series, 60-1 to win the Central, I believe. What do you think the Tigers can do this year?
I think it's a rebuild year for them, so don't expect too much of them for this year.
Will they ever be good again? That's my question. The state of Detroit sports, Evan, is not that great with the Lions, the Pistons, Red Wings, Tigers.
Yeah.
Who's our best shot to see success out of all these teams, you think?
That's tough. probably the Tigers.
Yeah.
Right now.
You know, we've got hope. They beat Cleveland in the season opener. That gives us a little bit of hope, right?
Yeah. Yep.
We look forward, Evan, to maybe seeing some more buzzer beaters out of you in the future, man. What an exciting season that must have been for you. Congratulations, bud. Thank you so much for taking some time out. Best of luck with your baseball season and everything else going forward. Evan Douglas, Kingsley Jr., Kingsley Stags, boys basketball player. We hope to connect with you again in the future, man. Thanks for joining us.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
bribing my family with groceries. Mad because I got a studio full of tracks to add to the wall full of plaques. Hanging back in my office, a house in my back like groceries. Y'all think I let my dough freeze? Please, you better bow down. Who do you think brought you the ODs? Easy E's, Ice Cubes, and DOCs. The Snoop D-O double G's. And the group that said, police. Think if you get to a dope beats, pump things, throw through in your hood. And when your album sales weren't doing too good, who's the doctor they told you to go see? Y'all better listen up closely. All you said that I turn pop or the fur flop, y'all better no sleep. So, y'all, all of y'all, if you don't like me, are you gonna keep with me and turn me back to the old me? Nowadays, everybody wanna talk that they got something to say, but nothing comes out when they move their lips, just a bunch of gibberish. They forgot about Dre. Nowadays, everybody wanna talk that they got something to say, nothing comes out when they move their lips, just a bunch of gibberish. They forgot about Dre.
Hey, listen, Mikey Zero freestyle.
Whoa. Nice.
I apologize to every listener out there.
Okay, we're going with that.
That was not supposed to even happen, but it just happened.
Man, where do you pull up that instrumental music there?
That gets it going, man.
Wow.
You know, but you just had the guts to do something I wanted to do this entire season on the postgame show and never did.
No.
And freestyle over these instrumentals, man.
Well, probably good you didn't, because seeing as how I just did, it was not, you know.
That was actually impressive.
Here's
nice.
The forgetting some Dr. Dre lyrics.
That was good, man. You know? Forgot about Dre.
That's like my go-to karaoke song.
Listen, is it really?
Yeah.
Mikey Zero on the freestyle.
There you go.
That's great.
My go-to some Christian gospel.
Happy Good Friday.
It is Good Friday, after all. Yeah, it is the post-game show here on 104.5 Bob FM. That was awesome, man. I'm not going to lie.
Thank you.
That was really cool. Brought to you by Jimmy John's, Culver's, Jackson Hewitt, Thirsty Fish Sports Grill. Thanks to all our fine sponsors. Hopefully you stick with us after that. Thank you to Evan for joining us. Evan Douglas from Kingsley, Mr. Buzzer Beater there. Appreciate that. You know, his dad sent me the audio from his buzzer beater shot, and I forgot to play it. Here's Evan Douglas hitting his latest three-pointer as time expired in regulation, gave the Stags a 57-56 win over Grayling in a D2 district semifinal last week. Here is that audio. Crowd goes wild. That happened in Boyne City. Clock expiring. Evan Douglas sinking it to give the Stags a win over Grayling in the D2 district semi.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
So congratulations. And thank you, Evan, for joining us. We're going to be checking in with Chuck Shuba from Swish House, Traverse City. Very interested to learn more about this. Basically, it's a basketball-themed fitness class.
Yeah, kind of almost like a camp. Go in there and do all sorts of training exercises and whatnot. And they're expanding, I believe. So they're, stationed in, Chicago area?
Yeah, Chicago area. And they're growing. And there's, it's all, former basketball players, coaches, and things that are putting these things on. So they're very knowledgeable in it. We'll talk to Shuba. He's been a player, a coach, all around, all over the place, actually. So we'll pick his brain on that. You know what? Real quick, Brendan, let's go over again one more time. Girls regional finals. Do we still have those from Wednesday?
We do still have those regional finals.
Yeah, right, let's do that. Let's hit the big board. Girls regional finals from Wednesday, and we'll hit the boys regional finals from last night as well.
So on Wednesday for girls regional finals, Mackinac City, they had to forfeit to Rudyard. So Rudyard automatically becoming regional finals champs there. Frankfurt, Bel Air, they met up. Bel Air wins 43-39. Bel Air Lady Eagles, regional champs in Division 4 action. And
the Bel Air's Lady Eagles coach was recently on the postgame show last week or the week before. So I'm going to contribute.
Coach Fisher.
We're gonna say he. The reason they won a D4 regional title is because they were on the postgame show.
Absolutely. There we go. And Saginaw-Newville beating Mount Pleasant-Sacred Heart in girls basketball 53-26. However, that was opposite in boys basketball. I believe Mount Pleasant-Sacred Heart pulled it out in boys basketball. So Saginaw-Newville, though, in girls basketball, they are regional champs. Nuevo, they beat Grand Rapids West Catholic 55-48. They became regional champs there. Calumet met up with St. Ignace, Dorian Ingles, head coach for St. Ignace, and they fell in a tough loss, 65-55. So that game went to overtime, correct?
Yeah, that was an overtime game, and Calumet just too much in the extra frames. They outscored the Lady Saints 16-6 in the overtime period. Yeah,
so Calumet,
19-0 is Calumet.
That's just impressive, and they're meeting up against another 19-0 team that beat Hart in Glen Lake.
Glen Lake Lady Lakers.
That's right. 58-36.
Division 3. Regional champs.
So they will meet up with Calumet in an ultimate showdown on
Huge
Monday.
Win. Yeah, Hart. A big win over Hart. Hart knocked off a couple area teams to get to where they were at. Glen Lake and Calumet, man. Two 19-0 squads going at it. That's going to be an awesome game right there. Somebody got to win that one. It'd be great. Calumet's a powerhouse, but Glen Lake, no slouch, man. They haven't lost a game yet.
Is it Calumet Comets?
I don't know. Comments? We'll get the producer on that. We'll get the producer on that shortly.
Over in boys basketball, they had regional finals yesterday, and area teams sticking alive in that one. Escanaba beating Ludington 41-38 to become regional champs.
Into Moonlight, by the way. Do you ever hear of Escanaba Into Moonlight?
No. What is that?
It's a movie.
What?
Yeah, it was a popular movie.
Really?
Escanaba.
Should I rent it? Is it rentable?
Go to the old
Blockbuster.
Get the Blockbuster.
There we go. Moving on, McBain, a local team that was within our airwaves, and they won 56-50 over Beaverton. So they become regional champs, the McBain Ramblers.
Ramble on.
They've played fantastic this year, I really think they could make this run even farther. Moving on, Rudyard, they beat a Lansing 85-49, putting up some big points there with 85. You don't see that a whole lot in high school basketball, but hey, there you go.
Yeah, Bulldogs, first regional title since 2010. And a Lansing, they're 14-18 overall. And Rudyard, 17-2 on the season.
And Frankfort, they beat Lake Leland, St. Mary's, the Eagles. Frankfort won 50-41. Panthers moving on. The Eagles
just too much for
season.
The Eagles. Yeah, the Eagles. They're done. 14-5 overall.
But
Panthers,
they've got young guys returning.
Yeah, that's going to be a big game there. Frankfort takes on Mount Pleasant Sacred Heart, which is 19-1 in the state quarterfinal on Tuesday at Houghton Lake. So best of luck to all of our remaining area teams. What we're going to do right now is play something called This Week in High School Sports. It comes from the MHSAA. It's got some cool nuggets of information, some local stuff as well. You can find it at the MHSAA's website every week, MHSAA.com, and look for This Week in High School Sports. They put together a nice little package here, and we'll play that. We're going to try to connect with Chuck Shuba, talk a little Swish House. After this, it's the postgame show, Bob FM.
This week in high school sports recaps an action-packed championship week as the winter sports season hits title time. Hello, I'm John Ross, and welcome to This Week in High School Sports. We start in the pool this week as Lower Peninsula Boys Swimming and Diving MHSAA champs were crowned. In Division I, Ann Arbor Pioneer won their 16th championship and first since 2009 as they easily outpointed the competition. Four Pioneer swimmers also captured individual titles. And a special shout out to West Ottawa, who set a new Lower Peninsula Division I finals record in the 200 freestyle relay. In Division II, Birmingham Seaholm used their tremendous depth to bring home their fourth title in the last 10 years. Grosse Pointe South finished second. And in Division III, East Grand Rapids followed the same script as Seaholm, using depth to bring home their 26th MHSAA championship. Holland Christian was second. Moving to the lanes, first with the girls, Hudsonville took home the Division I bowling title, their first championship, beating Belleville in the final match. Flint Kearsley knocked off reigning champion Mason for the Division II title. It's the school's eighth bowling championship since 2012. Birch Run, a runner-up in 2019, outrolled Armada to bring home the Division III championship. And in Division IV, Traverse City Christian won its first girls' championship in any sport, beating Hanover Horton to finish the year on top. On the boys' side, Salem won the Division I championship 8 years ago in 2013, 4 years ago in 2017, and now this year in 2021. Salem got past Macomb Dakota in the finals. Dearborn Divine Child claimed its first ever MHSAA finals championship in Division II with a win over Chelsea. Grass Lake is a back-to-back champion, bringing home the Division III hardware with a win over Boyne City. And in Division IV, St. Charles narrowly edged out Manchester by just 8 pins to win the championship.
Everyone in sports is in search of the elusive perfect game. Making every shot, completing every pass, striking everyone out, getting each call right. That's right, game officials enjoy the competition and seek perfection just like the players do. If you still have that competitive streak and want to help kids by giving back, maybe becoming a high school official is for you. To register, log on to MHSAA.com. A message from the Michigan High School Athletic Association, promoting the value and values of educational athletics.
Our weekly Be the Referee feature takes a look at the fine art of officiating with the MHSAA's Sam Davis.
In just about every single basketball game ever played, there are times where fans will turn to each other and wonder, why did that official
hey,
make
Chuck,
the call
what's up, man?
When there was another member
Somebody
of the crew
are
that was
I'm
a whole
good.
Lot
hey,
closer
we
to the
have
play?
2 minutes. You might,
the most important thing in all of officiating, and especially basketball
minutes, and then we'll shoot to you.
Is the angle
all right,
for
man,
the
man.
Official.
Yeah, hey, I appreciate you coming on, bud.
That the official that is closest to the
me,
play actually
no
has the worst
and then
look
just anything
or the
you,
worst
you know,
angle.
If we don't
many
touch on something, anything you think we want to mention about Swish House or whatever, just feel free to throw it in there.
Outside officials,
great,
because
dude.
They have
all right.
The
hang tight, we'll be with you in a minute
and can rule correctly.
Thanks, Sam. You can be a referee. Just go to the MHSAA website now to register. Moving to gymnastics, Jackson won its first finals, just barely accumulating more points than runner-up Rockford Sparta. The title is Jackson's first team gymnastics championship. In competitive cheer, Rochester Adams won its second straight Division I championship. Allen Park joins Adams as back-to-back champions. Allen Park won in Division II. Same story in Division III, another back-to-back MHSAA champion as Richmond captured the title again this year. And let's make it 4-for-4. Hudson in Division 4 won its second straight competitive cheer championship. Wrapping up on the ice, the Division 1 championship was won by Detroit Catholic Central. The Shamrocks knocked off Rockford 5-1. DCC, of course, advanced to the finals by winning their region with their JV team while the varsity was quarantined. Birmingham Brother Rice got a goal from Alec Hamady with 6 seconds left in the Division 2 championship game to beat Byron Center 2-1. For Byron Center, it was their first loss of the season. And finally in Division 3, Bloomfield Hills Cranbrook Kingswood beat Calumet 4-1 to win the D3 title. The loss in the final was Calumet's first of the season. For more on all of our champions, be sure to check out secondhalf.mhsaa.com. You've been listening to This Week in High School Sports, a production of the MHSAA Network. Thanks for joining us. I'm John Ross, and we'll see you next week.
It is the postgame show here on 104.5 Bob FM, brought to you by Jimmy John's, Culver's, Jackson Hewitt, and the Thirsty Fish Sports Grill. Mike Misico, Brendan Morris, Mikey Zero in for the ride tonight as well on this grand season finale. I can't believe we even made it this long on the postgame show.
Do we have any Fetti, Funfetti, fall down?
Funfetti, like the cake?
Yeah, I'd love some cake right now.
Oh, yeah, yeah, sorry.
But
Confetti, regular, but Funfetti.
Well, Funfetti's fine. I love that. That's one of my favorite kind of cakes. Let's go back to the Bob FM Sports Hotline right now. We're joined by another guest via the Sports Hotline. I want to welcome Chuck Shuba. Chuck Shuba of Swish House Traverse City. Mr. Shuba, how's it going?
Good, guys. How are you?
Doing good. Thanks. Good. Thanks for joining us. And of course, I've known you for a long time, Chuck. You've been a basketball coach. You've been a player. You've done it all. Now you're involved with Swish House, which I think is a perfect fit. But let's talk a little bit about Swish House and what it is and how you got involved in this.
Yeah, obviously, as you guys know, it's the greatest time of year right now, March Madness, and. You know, I'm still a high school coach at St. Francis. I have my hat in the youth development as well. I have mm-hmm. a third grade son, so I coach second and third grade boys as well, on top of, you know, running all of our youth stuff. So I'm still in the gym 7 days a week, and then why not add a adult fitness basketball company on top of it, you know? Mm-hmm. And Swish House is a adult basketball fitness class that is something that I thought Northern Michigan would, you know, welcome. And our area, I think, is got a lot of basketball-minded people. And I think for those people that enjoy basketball and have played basketball like a lot of us have, that we all know that basketball is probably the best shape to be in.
Absolutely.
And as we get older as adults, you know, that kind of that competitiveness and those types of things go away. You know, obviously, you know, pre-COVID and stuff, you know, the Y League and stuff was going pretty strong, and now that those types of things aren't there, you know, I started Swiss House in October. Trevor Huffman, obviously, as you guys probably know, Petoskey grad.
Yeah.
Obviously was a focal member of a Cinderella season when he was at Kent State, when they made the Sweet 16 run, when they, you know, knocked off Indiana and all those types of things like that. So he is kind of the developer of the actual class of Swiss House. And there's a group of seven guys that all played at a high level and kind of were in their kind of early 40s like we all are right now, and kind of like, you know, we need to develop a fitness class that has, you know, basketball as a focal point, because we, as they all knew, that basketball shape is the best shape to be in.
Right.
They were kind of sick of going to all these types of, you know, spin classes and stuff like that, or, you know, those types of classes. And so they're like, well, let's start a basketball fitness class. And then here we are. So they kind of brought me in, because I knew kind of my passion and my love for the game of basketball and kind of my connections in Northern Michigan. And Traverse City is our first hub off of our headquarters in Chicago. So I've been going since October. I have two locations in Traverse City. I'm at First Christian Church behind the Best Buy out by the mall there. And then I also run some classes at Immaculate Conception down by the water. And I'm going, I have five classes a week, and we're going strong. You know, we've been going through a pandemic, and
right.
I've had my last six or seven classes. I've had full members, full capacity in all my classes, so I can't complain.
That's great. It's a time, in this time, we need things like this. I certainly do, if you look at me, Chuck, but we're talking with Chuck Shuba. He's from Swiss House, Traverse City. What's give a little background on your playing career, because you've had an interesting career yourself.
Yeah, I'm from the area. I graduated from Kilcastle High School in 1998.
Yeah. Blazers.
That's right, the Blazers. That's right. And went on and played collegiately at Aquinas College. Had a great 5-year run there. Ended up being an All-American by my senior year.
Right.
Scored over 1,000 points. And then I played professionally against the Globetrotters for 2.5 years. And got to travel the world and do that. And got to see a lot of things. And that a young man from Rapid City probably wouldn't be able to do
right
without the Globetrotters paying the bill, you know.
Did you guys ever beat the Globetrotters?
You know, funny thing is, Mike, is, you know, realistically, and when, you know, we were in the gym 7 days a week with them. We played 7 days a week, and we practiced before every one of our games. And probably I could say probably 70% of the times throughout our practices and, you know, and stuff like that, that, you know, when we would actually play basketball, you know, competitively, we would beat them probably 7 out of 10 times.
I knew it. Yeah, I did. I knew that. No, that's cool.
So they needed the show part, you know,
right,
to make us look bad or to make them look good, you know.
So. Absolutely. That's cool, though, man. But it all ties in, because everyone affiliated with Swiss House essentially has a background much like yourself. You know the game of basketball inside and out. You guys are professionals when it comes to workouts and doing the right thing as far as skill fitness goes and things like that. So I think it's a perfect mesh, and it's just a good mix of people together. I think that's what's really cool about Swiss House. You're not just say going to the Y and running rec ball up and down the court. There's something behind this, and it's for the common goal of fitness and getting you in shape, right?
Yeah, no, you hit it right on the head. You know, that's kind of what drew me to this, is everyone that's involved in Swiss House has played at a high level, whether it's, you know, D2, D3, you know, collegiately, you know, D1, NCAA, or professionally, you know. So that's kind of like a prereq for all GMs and all trainers that, you know, we want kind of in our company. Mm-hmm. So we all have that common ground, and you know, we have that love for the game. But then it takes it to the class part, where it's, you know, there's no one-on-one, two-on-two. You know, it's all fitness-based. You know, know, we have kind of three pillars that we live by. It's, you know, our classes are for anybody. You know, it's for anyone that loves basketball. We have members that come to Traverse City that possibly haven't played, you know, since they were in middle school. Some play just recreationally. Some, you know, I lowered my age group down to eighth grade, so I allow 14 and up to come into my class. So I have some middle schoolers in my classes right now, some high schoolers in my class right now, just to get more reps. So I have a wide variety of ages, and I have a great female following right now. So I want all my females in Traverse City to not be afraid to come and try this class out, because we have a great female following right now as well. So my age demographic right now is probably 14 to about age 60.
Nice.
Oh, awesome.
We hit all levels. It doesn't matter what skill you are. You know, I'm not there harping on, you know, dribble with your left hand, shoot with your elbow in.
Right.
You know, I'm all, it's all fitness first, you know, because we all have a love for basketball. So that's why we're there. So it's fitness first. You know, and then we have a big community part to ours. We have a big philanthropic side to our company that we want to give back to the community. You know, so I try to partner with agencies and stuff like that to give back to the community through, you know, food drives and food pantries and all those types of things like that. So we've kind of established that already with, you know, Father Fred and St. Francis's Food Drive. And we're working with First Christian Church right now to find out what we can do to help them, for allowing us to use their facilities.
Okay.
And real quick, if I could just steer slightly away, you are also a basketball coach with Traverse City St. Francis. And I just curious, what was it like this season going through everything you guys had to? Obviously, you guys finished off your season with that loss against Glen Lake earlier in the week. But can you just briefly mention how the season was for you guys?
Yeah, it was, you know, it was tough. You know, we just, you know, it was kind of a roller coaster, especially of emotions. You know, we didn't know
right.
how many games we were going to play, you know, when we were going to play, who we could play, you know, because we usually try to schedule some tough non-conference games. You know, a lot of our non-conference games are against Class A schools, you know, so we River Rouge was able still to come up and play. River Rouge has got, you know, a D1 guy going to Providence, another D1 guy going to Michigan for football. You know, so they were able to come into Traverse City and play us earlier in the year, which was good for our guys. You know, and it was tough, you know, playing three games a week. You know, not a lot of practice time, which, you know, we had at one point this year, towards the end of the year, we had eight sophomores on our varsity team, I believe.
Wow.
So it was just a lot of, you know, big learning curves. And, you know, and every game matters because it was conference.
Oh,
you know, and obviously our conference was tough this year with, you know, look what Charlevoix did. You know, Elk Rapids got us twice this year, you know, and so it was like there was really no game off, you know, so we had to try to get, you know, instilled it into our young guys that, you know, that SF on our chest, you know, a lot of people are gunning for, so we got to play at a high level all the time.
Absolutely.
You know, and we did that a lot of the times, but there are some times just with our youth that, you know, we weren't at the level that we needed to be, you know, and that kind of cost us in some of our games.
Man, you know what's funny, Chuck, is the fact that it was supposed to be an off year for the Gladiators, but when you look at it overall, still an impressive campaign with such a young squad. So I got, you know, the future's the sky's the limit, it looks like, for this group of guys, huh?
Yeah, we got a good young core. You know, I ended up coaching this group when they were eighth graders,
mm-hmm.
just because Coach Finnegan and I knew what these kids were going to be able to do. So I started putting everything in that the varsity ran, and as they were eighth graders, you know, so they kind of, you know, got instilled at a young age what expectation were, you know, how being in the gym was important, you know, all those extra things that, you know, kids take for granted or just kind of push off to the side. And so now they're sophomores now, and you know, we let one get away. You know, we didn't play that great, but, you know, Glen Lake was a great team and, you know, just made more plays than us and was a better team on, you know, on that Saturday. But, you know, we just wanted them to remember that feeling, because obviously we only had one senior, you know, and it was weird on a senior night only having one senior, you know, walk across the floor at a St. Francis
sure.
last home game, you know, for both boys and girls programs. So, you know, we got a lot of guys coming back, so we have obviously high expectations, and, you know, hopefully they're going to, you know, take that loss and hopefully, you know, and work hard and do the things that they need to do to hopefully, you know, push through that and be district champs next year.
Well, you guys certainly have the right pieces in place, including the coaching staff, and we're talking with Chuck Shuba. He's a general manager at Swish House Traverse City, also on the coaching staff, Traverse City St. Francis Boys Basketball Program. And Coach, before we let you run, where can people learn more about Swish House? If they want to learn more about this, if they're interested in signing up or whatever, how can they go about that?
Yeah, we're at, you know, we have obviously a social media on Facebook and Instagram, but www.swishhouse.com. You can go on there, create your account, you know, sign up for classes. Right now I'm running classes on Monday and Wednesday and Thursday evenings, and I have a Sunday morning class as well.
Okay.
As my schedule loosens up a little bit, I'm going to try to get 7 days a week, you know, between the two locations, you know, 14 and up, both boys and girls are welcome. All skill levels, all fitness levels. You know, I want to take this and just help Traverse City blow this thing up. My brother Travis Shuba is getting ready to open up in Grand Rapids in about
great.
A week.
Nice.
So yeah. He's going to be opening up in Grand Rapids, so I got him kind of involved as well since he's down there coaching that Davenport.
That's right.
Program.
Yep.
So he's gonna get Grand Rapids rolling, and hopefully we just take over West Michigan and we can start popping these things up all over the place. And you know, just use basketball as the fitness tool that, you know, there's over 50 million people play basketball. So, you know, why not use basketball as a way to get in shape?
It's international, so, I mean, yeah, everyone
right.
can do it.
Come check out the class, you guys.
You put out, extended an offer to me a while back to check out one of these things, man. I'm terrified that I might die on the court. I don't know, but I'm thinking maybe we get in on that. I'd like to get the post-game show crew up there.
You guys could broadcast live right from the show or right from the class.
That'd be perfect.
I don't know if I could talk. I'd be like, it's the post-game show. Oh, but the thing is, it's not that if a guy like me comes in who hasn't run in like 15, 20 years, you know, the thing is, it doesn't matter what your abilities are right now, what you work all around, all that stuff, right?
It doesn't. It's all self-paced. You know,
we break
our class up into seven different segments.
Yeah.
You know, we started off with warming up with, you know, 50, 60%, our old school basic, you know, layup drills like we did in middle school and high school, and then we get into an injury prevention because obviously as we get older, right, we want to stretch and prevent injuries from happening. We do a lot of plyometrics and stuff like that, and then we get into just, it's called game ball shooting, so then it's high intense, it's all competitions, you know. Then we have after that called basketball burn.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what the losing team kind of gets for not winning the five game segment. So that's kind of like your old school line drills.
Oh, I love
it. Zigzag drills, the punishment that we hated, you know, in high school. And then we get into, it's called Swish Lab, which it's 6 to 8 hit stations. So you're in each station for a minute, all high intense, muscular strength, flexibility, muscular endurance, high intense. You're in each station for a minute and you just rotate through. And then we get into buzzer beaters at the end, which is more competitions. On a good day, you're probably going to burn close to, you know, 750 to 1,000 calories and probably get in anywhere between 3 to 3.5 miles in an hour class.
Love it. We need that. Chuck, if you took a look in this studio right now, you would say you guys all need it. I'll tell you that right now.
But for sure.
It's been great.
Yeah.
So hopefully you guys can come check it out. Usually our first class is a high five class. It's called online. It's $9.99.
Okay.
You get a t-shirt with your class, and, you know,
great.
Come check it out, anybody.
Chuck Shuba, Swish House TC, thank you so much for your time, bud. Thanks for doing what you guys are doing. Look forward to seeing you soon. We'll definitely keep in touch, but hey, thanks again. Have a great Easter, you and your family.
Yes, you guys as well. Thanks for everything.
You got
Thank
it, man.
You.
Take care.
You too.
There we go, Chuck Shuba. That's Kalkaska's
nice.
Own.
Yeah. Yeah, a blazer right there.
I should have asked him.
Mikey, what year did you graduate?
2006.
Okay.
I think I remember one of the Shubas walking through when I.
You probably remember
a middle school kid. Maybe?
You probably remember his brother Travis.
Maybe it was Travis.
Travis Shuba was younger. Yeah.
I kind of remember in elementary school one day they had like some high schoolers like walk through, like basketball players. He might have been one of them. I don't know.
push you into a locker or something.
Yeah.
We should have asked him, who is Kalkaska's favorite son, you or Mikey Zero?
Oh, I think there was a Detroit Tiger that played for.
Oh.
He played for the Detroit Tigers, and he was from Kalkaska, so I think ridiculous. That might be the favorite son.
Oh, fine.
Better. Damian Allen.
Oh, yeah. He's the favorite. I heard that. Yeah. Hey, you are listening to the postgame show here on 104.5 Bob FM, brought to you by Jimmy Johns, Culver's, Jackson Hewitt, and the Thirsty Fish Sports Grill. We'll be back right after this break. Pretty much put a bow on the season here on this broadcast. Stick around. It's 104.5 Bob FM. It is the postgame show here on 104.5 Bob FM. Mike Mystico, Brendan Morris, special guest star Mikey Zero.
Hey.
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 You may recognize him from such shows as that 90s show.
Yeah, coming up here in a half an hour.
Yeah.
He's also in Mikey in the Morning.
Well, yeah, that's my show in the morning. And that's it's my show, and I have a wacky sidekick.
Oh, that sidekick.
You guys do a lot of funny things on the morning show, like sound effects and goofy stuff.
Well, we love sound effects. People tune in for the sound effects.
It makes the show.
I know, I do too. It's like wacky, man.
Mikey in the morning.
What do you like, call it quirky or wacky?
You know, that's what radio was built on. I'm an old school radio enthusiast, and that's what radio was really built on with these, you know, these type of shows.
Then it's been a little bit Optimus Prime in there, and you got the show.
Optimus Prime. Wow. And you're going to be joining us next week.
All next week, man.
We're not going to have a job next week.
If all three of us have a job after tonight, I'm going to be surprised. If all three of us have a job after next week, I'll be really...
Bob, get your applications ready.
Yeah. I mean, we're searching for three new radio hosts, team for a morning show after we get fired. You never know.
Yeah. Hey, I want to thank our sponsors who've been here all year long, all season long. Jimmy John's, two locations in Traverse City, Front Street, next to the college, South Airport, behind Cherryland Center. Jimmy John's, freaky fast, freaky good. Thank you to Culver's. In Gaylord, Cadillac, Traverse City on Chum's Corners, and in East Bay, welcome to Delicious. Jackson Hewitt, if you have unexpected expenses but low on money, Jackson Hewitt can help. Learn more, jacksonhewitt.com. And the Thirsty Fish Sports Grill, your local sports bar destination to enjoy the sport of your choice. Right on State Street in Traverse City. You guys, you gentlemen are familiar with the Thirsty Fish. You've had some of their wares. You've sampled the foods.
Yeah, it's a fantastic.
Although Brendan, took little niblets of bites, and that's ridiculous. Get out of here, man.
I was eating the chicken wings. I'm like, these are fantastic. These are good. And he's like, I don't know if I can fit one in.
I'm a scared little eater when it comes to, I mean, we had a smorgasbord of just amazing. We had so much. But yeah, I took
just
the
a
L.
Nibble
took
of everything.
The L there, but it was still really good.
Baby hamster.
I'm telling you, man.
Exactly like a baby.
This is good.
I'm just like a baby hamster. Like, my cheeks are all puffy like that, and yeah, I move my hands.
Here's the thing. You get out to scenarios like that, and Michael, you know this, man. Like me, if someone's throwing that much free food up in your grill,
I mow
it down until you feel sick.
Exactly.
I eat until I get sick.
And that's the thing, too, is, you know, we're here to talk about the Thirsty Fish. They're giving us free food to talk about their product and what we like and what we don't. And there you have little Brendan over there just like...
He's lying because I took a little nibble of them. The nibble I took tasted so good.
I had a fry. And I got stuffed.
The bite of the French fry was great.
But no. Like, I tried to eat as much as I could of everything. And fantastic food at the Thirsty Fish. So thank you.
Yeah, anytime you need to go out somewhere and there's a game on and you're not sure where to go, it has great food, great service, and great entertainment, that's going to be the place to go.
Wow. Look at that.
That's not too bad. That was pretty good.
I like when you try to be professional and kind of pave your own way into it, doing a little ad.
Make my quick little promo.
Yeah.
That wasn't bad. That was pretty good.
But there you go.
I guess. Brendan.
Stumbling, fumbling, bumbling.
The regional champions. Should we hit regional champions again?
Regional champions, we can go over that list starting in girls basketball.
They were crowned on Wednesday. Boys regional champions in basketball crowned last night. There was also wrestling action. Gavin Merchant from Kingsley Stags is going on to the state finals
freshman,
in
correct?
Wrestling. He's a freshman. He has an unbeaten record.
Insane.
He's like 27 or 28-0 or something in his career as a freshman, and he's going to states. Congratulations.
I'm almost wondering if once he gets his state title, we should ask if he wants to wrestle for the Bob FM postgame show title.
Yeah, he should. He'd take us.
Yeah. Oh, no. Yeah. By no... It wouldn't even be close. I don't know. Yeah, you know, they only do, what, 3 rounds, I believe?
So, you know what?
I'd be done in the first.
I also offered to Evan Douglas of Kingsley, the buzzer beater kid.
Uh-huh.
I told him we were going to give him an official postgame show award.
Right.
I'm going to make some kind of tinfoil award.
I think we should just go to like a bowling alley and steal one of their trophies.
Steal a bowling alley?
I would love
trophy?
Yeah, why not?
That's messed up, man.
And then give it away. Why not?
All right, yeah, that's a good idea.
And by the way, you have a story about being an amateur wrestler?
No, I don't.
Yes, you do.
I don't.
Yes, you do.
I used to wrestle.
You were an amateur wrestler, were you not?
Elementary school?
Yeah.
Yeah, and I was horrible.
You won once, at least once.
I was horrible, though.
Yeah, but didn't you win one?
Yeah, one time. One? It was just once.
What happened?
I just beat a kid, and that was it.
Oh.
Yeah.
Why don't you want to tell the story?
Because I'm not proud of beating the kid.
Oh, why not?
Because I didn't need to win. What? I lost a lot, and I wanted to win. But look, sometimes it's not always about winning. It's about the experience.
You learned a lesson?
It's about the morality of it all. It's, you know, sometimes in the moment.
Oh, you told me this story. I know what this is about. Oh, gee, I can't believe you did that, dude.
Yeah.
Stop. One of these days, that story is coming out over these microphones.
It will, live on the air. I can tell another story. I wrestled a kid who peed his pants one time, and I know this because I was in the bathroom, and I saw him do it. Laughing while he did it, and I turned out I had to wrestle that kid.
He peeped before you wrestled.
Yeah, I full on saw him do it. I cried to my mom.
What?
I cried. I had wrestled.
I mean, that's a tactic.
He laughed at me and he beat me.
See?
Yeah.
He knew what he was doing.
Oh, yeah.
Mind games.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
You, that amateur.
It was weird. Weird.
That's what they do at the elementary level, man.
Third grade.
Really, guy, he's like, oh, I'm going to be wrestling that kid. Watch this.
I mean, he didn't need to be in his pants to beat me. I think that was just to throw me off even more. But.
Well, when you first said it, I thought for a minute that you were like, you put the fear in him.
No.
He peed his pants because you scared him.
That's crazy.
No.
But what a smart move.
I
wonder if you can get away with that now, even at like the...
No, you'll get sent home, obviously. I've tried.
What if you don't... So when you try to leave work early, too.
Yeah.
I peed my pants. Can I go home?
No way.
I don't think so. Oh, boy. Brendan, quickly, if you can run through the regional champions, we'll start with girls basketball.
Yeah, girls basketball champions with the regional titles. Rudyard gets a regional title against Mackinac City after a forfeit, unfortunately ending Mackinac City's season. Bel Air and Frankfort met up. Bel Air won 43-39 as Bel Air is Division 4 regional champs. And Saginaw Newville beating Mount Pleasant Sacred Heart 53-26. Calumet, they beat St. Ignace 65-55. Calumet becomes regional champs. And Glen Lake.
Calumet unbeaten.
Yeah, 19-0, very impressive. Jeez. Another 19-0 team, Glen Lake. Glen Lake 58-36. Lady Lakers beat Hart. So Glen Lake meeting up with Calumet and Bel Air meeting up with Saginaw Newville on Monday for girls quarterfinals action.
Awesome. Thank you, Brendan. Congratulations to all our area basketball teams still alive. Brought some hardware home this season. What a weird season it's been. A weird winter season in all sports for sure. But at least we had the season.
Yeah.
Okay, right now, I think it's time to do this. Why not? This is something we haven't done in a while, but it's the season finale. Michael, are you familiar with the Wheel of Misfortune?
Oh, yes. Big fan.
Okay, you're a big fan of the Wheel?
Yeah,
By unpopular demand, we're going to bring the Wheel of Misfortune back for the grand finale of the show. If anyone wants to call in at any point, I swear the phone lines are open. They must be broke. Nobody's calling.
Yeah.
Maybe they're broken. 231-947-4471. Phones just have to be broken.
Yeah, Brian, take a look at that.
We have to add the engineer on this. I swear the phones aren't working. Even though we just called Chuck Shuba on the scene. I don't know. Maybe the incoming
you can only
line.
Call out, yeah.
You can't call in. That's what's happening.
There's a special line. Well, Roxanne's the only one that can call.
She's the only one. Wheel of Misfortune. It's computer-generated random questions of chance. It gets to, it's about learning the psyche of each other.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Boy.
So what you do is see this big wheel right here.
Yeah.
This is the Wheel of Misfortune. You take a spin at it. It's going to land on a computer generated question. You will answer said question as truthfully as you can.
Mikey, hand him the grease, please. You can reach it. I don't want to reach around you.
All right. Give me a little.
Yeah. Nice.
Wow.
He just greased it up. Let's do the first spin. Michael, since you're the post-game show special guest, give that wheel a spin, man.
All right. Here I go. Here I go.
Nice spin.
Thank you.
Is there a pile of sanitizer right there now? Grease?
Yeah, a lot. Something else.
Okay, the first question on the Wheel of Misfortune. You could use Kleenex or some kind of napkin.
Jackson Hewitt folder.
Yeah, shout out Jackson Hewitt.
It's a spare folder.
Michael, would you rather be covered entirely in fur or entirely in scales?
Oh, wow. See, that's an easy one for me. I'm already half covered in fur.
I think
it's easy enough. I've lived with it enough. I'm going to go with the fur.
Really?
I'm going to go with the fur. I've lived a good portion of my
life. Defer to the fur.
A furry man.
Me too.
Now I'm going scales.
Yeah, I can't imagine scales because they're hard.
I want to be a scaly.
And like, what if you had scales and your arm like catches something and a scale peels off or something, like a fingernail? That'd be gross.
Brendan does look like he'd be a scaly little.
Yeah,
you have. Creature. You definitely.
Very gecko-like.
Yeah. Here we go. Brendan, why don't you give the Wheel of Misfortune a spin, my friend?
All right. Almost.
Muscles.
Not bad. Oh, this is a good one on the Wheel of Misfortune. Brendan.
Yeah?
Would you rather have to announce to everyone around you whenever you have to do a toot, or you have to peep in your pants daily? Like everyone around, you're sitting in where you have to announce every time you have to do a toot.
Yeah, you can't blame the chair either.
But if you don't want to do the announcement once a day, you have to do a peep in your pants.
Just whenever on my own time?
I think just whenever.
Oh,
yeah,
okay,
it doesn't specify. The Wheel of Misfortune didn't specify.
I'll do that. Yeah, because I'll just go home, do it before a shower, you know, before a change or something. All right, here we go.
So you'll do the peep.
Yeah, I'll do the peep.
Okay, what?
Why not? I did it all the time as a kid, so, you know.
That's true.
You're a weird kid.
I had a lot of issues. A lot of childhood drama.
It's okay. It's okay to if he peeps the bed or whatever. That's medical condition, man.
Wow.
I'm going to give the wheel a spin here.
All right.
Let's see. Thanks for greasing it, man.
Yeah, you need a little bit more? Hold on.
Oh, no. He is, too. He's greasing.
Oh.
Where'd you get all that grease? Would you rather be a mer person or a centaur? This is something I grapple with on a daily basis. Either I'm basically part mermaid or a centaur with a human with a horse body.
Yeah.
Boy.
That's a tough one. I don't know. I don't.
If you're a mer person, you don't have legs.
Under the sea.
Yeah, you don't have legs. So you got to be water bound.
There's sharks under the water, though. I don't know about that.
Yeah, but you are a mermaid. I mean, you're powerful, right? They got powers.
You mean Ariel didn't have powers?
Didn't she? Yeah, she did.
She talked to a fish.
She had powers.
Her
she
dad
could
did.
Sing. Her vocal cords were her powers.
I don't know. You ever play Mortal Kombat?
A whole new that different movie.
I don't know. Strong hoof game would be strong.
Yeah, no,
as a
I've watched
man.
Narnia. They're pretty cool.
Those things were
are
freaky,
cool.
man.
Those are scary, but very. Yeah, I know. I would do centaur.
Yeah, I'm going centaur.
Yeah, I think that's a clean sweep for centaur.
Or a motar. Half bike, half. You know, the commercials? No. Okay, whatever.
Moving on. All right, Michael, Wheel of Misfortune.
Right, here we go.
Here he goes. Here's the spin. Good spin.
Thanks.
Extra greased.
I'm a greasy man.
Mikey Zero, your question on the Wheel of Misfortune. Would you rather have only one nipple or two belly buttons?
Wow. That one comes down to whichever's going to make me more money in a freak show. I mean, if I could be the double belly button man alongside the bearded lady and the chicken boy, then I'm I'm making my money with double belly button.
Double bubbly not belly one. Button.
Double bubbly 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 belly button.
Yeah, Chicken Boy would be a good sidekick for that too.
Yeah, one, two belly buttons, one chicken.
Yeah,
that's a one, video on the internet.
One chicken and the W Bobbya.
Whole lot of cluckliness.
Whoa,
what? That's crazy, dude.
It's made it up. It's a word now.
I don't know.
Then would it be an innie or an outie belly button?
Maybe
one of each? That's weird.
Wow.
The one nipple would be weird too, though. I'd feel like off kilter a little bit, offset.
But what if it was in the center of your chest?
Ooh, like a cyclops.
Instead of on one side.
A center
side.
Nipple would be fine. I'd be fine center with nipple. The centaur.
That's it, one the centaur.
Well, I'll be fine with the centaur nipple. Yeah. There we go.
Center nip Mike.
Let's see. I
want to be a centaur, but opposite.
I can't believe this is still happening.
Could you
right
imagine
now.
If someone's tuning in right now?
Yes, it is the postgame show, by the way. It's the grand finale, season finale of the postgame show. This is Wheel of Misfortune that we're playing right now, by the way, if you are wondering. Brendan, you're in a crowded room.
Yep.
Would you rather toot loudly and everyone laughs at you?
Yeah.
Or be the only one laughing obnoxiously when someone else toots?
Wow!
What's
be two more normal questions for him, possibly.
That's a tough choice morning. Because I do like to be the laughter fills the room. That's really builds you up. But when it's at you, it's kind of tough. But at the same time, I also I like the center of attention. So if I'm the only one laughing and everyone's like looking at me like, man, why is this guy laughing? I'll take that.
You'd rather just laugh obnoxiously whenever someone else rips a tooth.
Yeah. What are you doing? Wow. Hold it in, man. And then just
that's a tough one, dude.
That is. Yeah. Double-edged sword there. You never know.
That's toughy.
I don't cast your name.
That's tough. Michael, randomly generated question. Would you rather eat 2 tablespoons of dry cocoa powder or 1 cup of uncooked rice?
Mm. Oh, I'm going for the cocoa powder.
Really?
Yeah.
Have you tried that?
I've done the cinnamon challenge.
Oh, my.
Yeah.
That's tough, dude. I did that, too.
Did you?
I thought I was going to choke. It's,
yeah. That's, there's some people that have.
Have they died doing that?
Yeah, there is.
Wait a minute.
I pretty much almost choked.
Have you done that?
Yeah, I have. But, I mean.
So we've all done it.
And what about the bread one? What about the Sprite banana challenge? What about the gallon of milk challenge?
I'll tell you what. I'd
too
rather
many.
Choke.
How about you just don't do challenges?
I'd rather choke down a cup of uncooked rice. Just swallow it down, chase it with water.
I'd rather read a good book.
I don't know.
I'd rather read a good book.
I think we should try one of these next week on the air. Brendan has to do a
one?
Challenge. Or, we just do a bet. And then loser has to do like a challenge, cocoa challenge or something.
Yeah, 2 tablespoons of dry cocoa powder or 1 cup of uncooked rice.
Yeah, I have both at home ready to roll.
Uncooked rice, I could do the rice.
I think if you
really?
Just
chug it down and drink water.
A cup?
Yeah, that's a lot of rice. Then does it expand in your stomach, though? That might kill
assume.
You.
You know what? I just realized a cup of, when you make like a pot of rice for like a dinner, I believe you use about a cup. So that's a lot of rice. Yeah.
Coming up Monday morning on the Bomb FM morning show, Brendan eats a raw cup of ice.
Full for
rice.
The
Oops.
What? Yeah,
why
do
you look at me like I
What'd
said something
say?
Wrong? I said ice.
Oh. Well,
like, oh no, he just said the word. The FCC is going to be so mad.
Every time I fluster a word up, I get.
Whoa, careful with that one.
Yeah, don't say that, dude. Here we go. Final one. Right here. This is the final question of the Wheel of Misfortune. Brendan.
All right.
Would you rather have edible hair or tears that taste like sangria?
Hmm? Oh.
You guys know what sangria is?
Yeah.
What is that?
It's like a wine, a mixture of, like, I feel like wine's like a mixture of a few different things.
There's a little Degeneration X going on.
How'd you know that? That just randomly started playing.
Yeah, that's... Yeah, Degeneration X, the king of rock. Cool.
Really?
I don't think that cusses.
Run DMC.
Good, yeah.
More
king. Edible hair or tears taste like sangria?
I wish I could pick both because I would love to be crying while drinking my tears and just like leaning over and nibbling on the hair.
What the hair would taste like?
Yeah, what would the hair, is it my choice?
Just probably, I don't know. It doesn't say. Probably just tastes like hair.
No, I'm doing the sangria tears.
Sangria Tears.
There you go.
You start my own business.
It'll be your new nickname.
Yeah.
Brendan That's, Sangria Tears Morris.
Yeah. Sangria Tears. That's the name of my new band.
I'm a local business owner. What's your business?
Sangria. I was trying to remember the name of your band.
Uncle Smash Traveler?
Uncle Smash Traveler, yeah.
Yeah, Uncle Smash Traveler.
You were in a band?
Yeah, in the 90s.
Called Uncle Smash Traveler.
Dude.
Wow.
For real.
Yeah, why
you're so messed
picture
up
of you, the House of Blues?
House of Blues in Chicago was the last, a few years ago, was the last gig we ever played.
Was that before or after the war?
What is wrong with you, man? Uncle Smash Traveler, you've never heard of it?
Nah.
Wow.
Dude.
Definitely not a 90s kid.
Yeah.
That's disrespectful, bro.
You heard of Smash Mouth, right?
The Shrek Band?
Yeah, they've toured with them.
Yeah.
Mike toured with...
The Shrek Band.
Yeah, Uncle Cracker.
Yep. Blues
Traveler. Blues Traveler. Toured with all of them. Uncle Smash Traveler.
Oh, man.
Wow.
Dude,
I've heard of them.
I would hope so. You'd think that a friend would know that kind of thing about you, you know?
Wow, Brendan.
Yeah, you were in a famous band in the 90s. That's awesome,
I was in a
dude.
Band in daycare.
Yeah, the Sunnyside Gang?
Yeah, it's a really good band.
Has Brendan told you about the Sunnyside Gang,
no,
by the way?
No.
He was in a gang.
That was not a gang, right?
I mean, it's alone a gang. He gets really defensive when I talk about it, because there's apparently different levels to it.
Were you guys
we made up a fake gang because...
Well, there was another one.
There were
two Sunnyside
apparently,
games.
I don't know which one you want to call the real one, but I don't think either one are real.
It's like Bloods and Crips.
Were you throwing shoes over
as
the tree?
A parody.
Were you throwing shoes over the tree in Manson
No,
Lawn?
I would never do it. Who would do that? That's messed up.
What did the Sunnyside Gang do?
We just go out in the community and help with the local youth. We provide care to elderly. We help at food pantries. We also water gardens, do the gardening and whatnot. So it was a really cool, interactive.
Right. Well, to tie this all in with sports, any of your Sunnyside gang members athletes?
Me? No.
What do you mean you? You played imaginary football in your
Yeah, exactly. That's
so that's an athlete. Okay.
They were all part of that
game. See how he like chokes? He kind of like gets quiet when you bring up the Sunnyside Gang. He doesn't
like
it.
The Sunnyside Gang, everyone part of that was also part of my football team. On backyard
One
football.
Time he yelled at me. Well, I didn't yell at buddy. When I got off air after I mentioned the Sunnyside Gang on, he was like, you shouldn't mention that.
What are you talking about? I did not say that.
Some people were in another one.
Oh, well, yeah.
So this evolved into like a big situation.
Like there were people who took it seriously that were in other groups of people that like actually, we're in a gang. And so maybe we jokingly made our own. Yeah.
Look, Mancelona, dude. It's a hard streets in Mancelona, man.
Not at all. Wow. Not at all. Wow.
Maybe there's some former members of the Sunnyside Gang out there, 231-947-4471.
Look, don't come at me. It wasn't me. I'm not.
I didn't divulge nothing.
I wasn't the snitch.
What was your sign, man?
You quickly moved the fingers and make a bunch of like.
Wow. Is that true?
Is it like the kid you wrestled in school all the time?
Oh.
Wow.
I was in a gang called the Van Buren Boys.
Oh.
It was all based around former President Van Buren.
Van Buren?
Van Buren. Yeah.
Oh, man.
Wow.
So there's a little known fact right there. Let's take our final break of the night and come back and then hope we have a job. It's the postgame show, Bob FM. And Brendan was rolling with the Sunnyside Boys.
What up, Mancelona?
Oh, boy. It is the postgame show on 104.5 Bob FM. That's the difference between me and you, Brendan. As, you know, we would talk about our gang affiliations, Van Buren Boys. You don't want to talk about the Sunnyside.
Nah, it was very elite. You know, not a whole lot of people knew about it.
What about the milk thing?
I didn't want to just... Give you know.
What about the milk thing?
I don't even know what you're talking about.
Yeah, you do. You told me about a milk prank you pulled one time. One of your friends did like a milk thing.
Yeah, we chugged the milk chain.
You poured it out somewhere.
Hey,
where did the Sunnyside gang pour out the milk? And you're affiliated with this. Brendan Morris, Mancelona, Michigan, poured out milk.
I didn't pour out milk anywhere.
But your gang did.
Whoa, the Sunnyside boys were into pouring out milk.
Buying gallons of milk and chugging them and then just disgustingly throwing up at bonfires.
Wow. See, so Brendan wasted his time not playing sports. When he should have been playing sports, but he's in a gang.
I wasted time not practicing enough, not running enough when I should have been.
I heard you ran away a couple times when you were in the Sunnyside gang.
Yeah.
From some, you know, shenanigans.
Yeah.
That's sick, man. I lost a lot of respect for you.
What about the cat?
What are you? You guys are throwing stuff at me now. I don't even get it.
Oh,
I can't wait until all next week on the morning.
It's going to be rough. I don't know if I'm ready for it.
It's not going to be good.
It's going to be late, guys. I'm not coming in.
It's not going to be good, boys.
My spring break.
I want to thank tonight's guests, Evan Douglas, Kingsley Jr., 3 buzzer beaters in the season. Congratulations to Evan Douglas there. Where's the studio audience? There they are. Thank you. Huge thank you to Matt Barnowski, Lake Leelanau St. Mary Eagles boys basketball head coach. Thanks for joining us tonight. Awesome season for them. Their first district title since 1973. Congratulations, Lake Leelanau St. Mary. Thank you to Chuck Shuba of Swish House, also one of the coaches for St. Francis boys basketball. Swish House, check him out online. Get in shape via basketball. I think maybe the three of us should go check that out, man, sometime.
I think so.
Train for the Gus Macker.
I'm telling you, I would probably die. Thank you to all our guests. Thank you to all our listener.
Roxanne.
We appreciate it. Thank you to all our listener. And you know what? Thanks to everyone who's called in, been a part of the show. Thanks to all our guests throughout the entire season on the postgame show, from football up through the winter season here through basketball and everything else. Congratulations to all our players still alive in basketball, boys and girls. And congratulations to all our student athletes still alive in the wrestling finals, like Gavin Merchant of Kingsley.
Absolutely.
He'll be challenging for a state title. He's either going to be a state champion or he's going to be a runner-up, one or the other. Congratulations. Good luck there, Gavin. Again, thanks, everyone. Thanks, Brendan Morris, for being a part of the broadcast throughout the entire season. Thanks to Mikey Zero. You've been a part of the broadcast throughout the whole season, normally via text.
Yeah, usually listening in. And I will say throughout the entire season and what's been going on, like, I have genuinely enjoyed listening to the two of you.
Thank you.
I think a good pair. You guys know what you're talking about. Mike Misiko, sort of. I mean, obviously a lot more knowledgeable
way more sports
knowledge.
Well, yeah, so much more.
But no,
I think next week during the morning show, we have a sports challenge between him and I. See who actually knows more about sports.
Some trivia?
All. Yeah.
All right, I'll write some trivia and you two could go head-to-head.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that would be good.
That won't last
that
long. You just ask me any question. I mean,
what if I? Here, I'll lay it out right now.
A warm up question?
No, I'll ask you all New England Patriots questions.
Okay.
Yeah.
What about a full New England Patriots quiz?
How about New England Patriots, like Tom Brady, whatever, dude? Yeah, I'll go head to head with you on that.
All right.
I will.
You think you can beat him?
Maybe. We'll see. I'm not going to say. I'll never say. Admit. I think I can beat someone. You know. I like sports, but. You might know a little bit more about me, I'm sure.
I don't know.
You've got
Patriots.
The age on me.
You're a full Patriots dude, though. Yeah. I don't know, man. We'll see what happens.
Hopefully, maybe your old age has gotten to you.
Wow.
We're going to find out. So, that 90s show is coming up like right now, Michael. You have a great show planned for tonight for the people?
Yeah, some great 90s tunes you can jam to with your friends.
I love, by the way, that's the best show on radio, if you ask me. I love that 90s show. That's some good music. Stick around for that.
Thank you.
I say we get out of here. Brendan, we're out of here. We're going to leave him in here and doing his thing. Huh?
All right.
Peace.
Yeah,
thanks a lot, everybody, once again. We'll be back next season. Maybe. We'll find out. We're not sure. Thanks for joining us. That's it for us. We are out of here.